St. John Henry Newman wrote regarding a liberal education, quote, "If then a practical end must be assigned to a university course, I say it is that of training good members of society. It is the education which gives a man a clear, conscious view of his own opinions and judgments, a truth in developing them, an eloquence in expressing them, and a force in urging them. It teaches him to see things as they are, to go right to the point, to disentangle a skein of thought, to detect what is sophistical, and to discard what is irrelevant." Close quote. From Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz, your host for these After Dinner Scholar podcasts. Joseph Susanka arrived at Wyoming Catholic College just before our very first freshman class in 2007. Since then, he has had numerous jobs at the college, culminating in his two current positions. He is both the college's vice president for advancement and a freshman dad. Joseph, you arrived at Wyoming Catholic College in 2007, just before our very first students arrived. What were you thinking?
That's a good question, Jim. I think initially I was thinking probably it was a great place to raise boys. We were very drawn. My wife has family in Wyoming, and we were very drawn to the state. And it has, in fact, proved to be a wonderful place to raise boys. And girls also, now that I have one at the very end here. I was also drawn to the college's idea of kind of this experiential and immersive education, the idea that we are creatures of mind, body, and spirit, and an education for creatures like that should be the same kind of education. It should be an immersive education. And I think that was something I was very drawn to, even in those early years. And I think when I came, I had very little idea what it actually meant. I think we're still trying to figure out exactly what it means.
Well, I was going to say, when you came, nobody had any idea what it meant.
But I do think we have really discovered something true and beautiful here, I think, in this kind of education. And I'm very attracted to that.
Now, what were those first months and years like?
It was kind of like having a big family. It really was like having a big family. I told the freshman this year, I can remember when I could have the entire student body in the basement of my house to watch Casablanca. That's not possible anymore. We used to get together on Sunday evenings after the mass, Father Bob Cook would say, for the whole community, and we used to have a meal, Sunday meal, the entire college community together. And that was very extraordinary. It really was extraordinary. Those days are past, although those goods have been replaced with other goods, but it really was a tight-knit family in those early years.
What are two or three of the most profound changes you've seen since then?
Well, I guess the first one is the size. That's kind of an obvious change, right? If you go from 40 kids to 190 kids, that feels very different. But I think in some ways, the biggest transition from when we first showed up is the idea that the college is actually part of, not just part of the Catholic community in Lander, but part of the community of Lander itself. You know, in the early years, the vision for the college was to build out on the Broken Anvil Ranch, build kind of a standalone community. And I think there are wonderful things that would have come with that. But it was not for us.
It was 12 miles out of town.
And as we know, given that it's December, Wyoming winters, 12 miles can be a lot longer than 12 miles. But I think over the years, the longer we were here in town, the more we came to realize that the community of Lander itself was part of what we were offering our students. Not just the outdoors, but the actual community here in Lander, small town, American West. I tell them they're living the childhood of their grandparents in a lot of ways, right? This is not the experience, not the urban experience most people have. And I think that's been an extraordinary gift for the college.
Now this year, your son Sean began as a freshman at Wyoming Catholic College. He moved here, when you moved here, he was what, four?
Right.
What's that been like for you?
Well, I discovered I simultaneously it made me feel old and immature. So I felt I can't possibly be old enough to have my kid at this college I've been working at for years now. That doesn't make any sense. But I also discovered just in his conversations with his classmates that I was also immature. I was still immature in a lot of ways. It's been a wonderful experience for me. I think it harkens back to those early years I was talking about where it felt like one big family, right? I feel he has his friends over and I get to know them in a way that I don't when I just see them walking in the hallways or bump into them at lunch or something like that.
I'm sure conversations with him have changed substantially.
Yes. There are a lot of people in my house at all times, just from the family itself.
How big is your family?
I have eight, right? Seven boys and Phoebe at the end. When you're in a house with that many kids, sometimes people can hide. You can kind of keep to yourself, keep quiet. I find that he's more confident in, I think, in himself than he was when he started in a lot of ways. And I think it's what Dr. Glenn Arbery talks about when he says, this place makes people what they are, just more so, right? It kind of brings them out. It doesn't necessarily change them into something different than they were to start with, but it brings them out in a really beautiful way.
Now, was Sean involved in the outdoors, hiking and camping and so on before being here?
Not really at all. We are not, despite living in Wyoming, not a particularly outdoors family. And I think that was the first thing he and I learned when he came here. He probably would be described as one of those students who came in spite of the outdoor program, not because of it. But what we both discovered in the first couple of weeks is that he's actually quite a fine outdoorsman and did extraordinarily well on the 3-week trip and discovered, again, some abilities and strengths and interests that he had that he hadn't realized. Which is what I think any good education should do.
Yeah. Well, I know it's only a semester in, and you've already mentioned some. Are there any other ways that the education here has changed him?
I think one of the ways I see that it has changed him is actually, again, connected to that kind of immersive and experiential element. He has very much enjoyed the Latin, which is not something that he had done particularly growing up. We had done much more kind of the list of declensions and conjugations and endings and the way that he's doing Latin here, I see he just speaks it. He just says things in Latin. That's not something I could have or probably will ever do, but I think that's a testament to the notion of a kind of experiential education, right? You learn something by kind of immersing yourself in it. And I think that shows itself in other ways in the classroom also. So my office is down in the bottom story of the Baldwin Building where they have many of their classes. And I had this wonderful experience just over the last couple of months of being able to hear my son in class. I'm not part of it, which would probably make him feel a little strange, right? But I can hear him in class and I can hear him talking. I can hear him formulating his ideas, communicating them with his fellow classmates. And that's been a really wonderful thing.
Now, this being our New Year's podcast, what are your thoughts about the college looking back at 2021?
Well, I guess the first thing I think of is that we welcomed our largest freshman class ever this year, right? So the college continues to grow, which is a wonderful blessing. But the other thing I think is that our students were able to have a normal year of college. I think in many ways it's not through some virtue of our own. It has much to do with the state we live in and the remoteness of the community and all those kinds of things. But, you know, I talk with my nieces and nephews, or I see my son's friends talking about their college experiences, and COVID has influenced a lot of things in a lot of different ways. Our students had a normal year of college education. I think that's an extraordinary blessing for us.
And now looking forward to 2022, what can we expect? What are some of the hopes and dreams?
So I expect, again, we will have probably an equally sized freshman class or a larger freshman class this coming year, which means we will have our largest student body to date, and I think continue to grow. I look forward to seeing what that looks like, right? Every time you bring in 60 new young men and women in a community of this size, it gives you a different community. That's one of the wonderful things about a college, right? It's new every year, but it's also the same in every year in really important ways. And I think I look forward to the college continuing to do what it does, right? Which is to provide an extraordinary education for these young men and women. I'm excited about the Immaculate Conception Oratory, about having our own kind of own space for the community to worship.
Tell us about that.
There used to be an old, well, there still is an old church on the corner of 3rd and Garfield. Used to be the Catholic Church in Lander, and when the parish moved up to Holy Rosary Church up the hill, that building became, I think it was a lot of different things. It was an office building. It was, in the last few years, it was actually just a private residence.
I think it was a funeral home at one point as well.
Right. And then real estate office and a lot of different things. But last spring now, in February, Chuck Gachewski, who was at that time a member of our board, who has since passed away, helped the college acquire that building, which we are converting into our own chapel. So
it'll be really nice to have an actually church space rather than sort of a random room somewhere.
Right, with folding chairs.
Yeah. And what about long term? Where's the college going?
So I think not so much where the college is going as what it is, which is an extraordinary antidote for much of the troubles of our time. I think this notion of an immersion in reality, which is manifests itself in the outdoor program, but also in technology policy by our kids not having cell phones, provides a community that is really present to one another when they're here in Lander. But it creates students and young men and women who are very present wherever they go. And I think in a world where we seem increasingly isolated and kind of cut off from one another, it's a college that provides an antidote for that very problem. So I tell my wife, when graduation comes along and I watch these students crossing the stage and getting their diplomas, I say to myself, I don't always know exactly how we achieve what we're achieving. I don't always know even what it is we're trying to achieve. But when I see the students and the graduates that come out of this place, I tell myself, we need to keep doing this, right? And so one of my real hopes is for the college to just continue to influence the country and the church and the world by producing these extraordinary students.
A wonderful thing about a liberal arts education is that it's not restricted to our students. This podcast is just one example of liberal education, as is our annual Wyoming School of Catholic Thought this June 12th to 17th, and our distance learning classes. Add to that the fact that the great books are just sitting, inviting us to take them up and read them. And we really have no excuse, regardless of our age. Having said that, we have a special obligation to educate our young people, and Wyoming Catholic College provides the kind of education St. John Henry Newman talked about, one that results in, quote, good members of society, close quote, who are able to, quote, see things as they are, to go right to the point, to disentangle the skein of thought, to detect what is sophistical, and to discard what is irrelevant, close quote. The need is enormous in our day. Would you be willing, as the calendar year closes, to give a gift in support of Wyoming Catholic College? Substantial year-end giving makes such a difference to the college, and we'd appreciate your partnership. Thank you in advance for your generosity. Wishing you all the best in 2022. For Wyoming Catholic College, this is Dr. Jim Tonkowicz.